Daily Light, August the 16th, morning. The house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God and they shall be my people. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. The house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 5, and 1 Peter 2, 5, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19, 20 and 16. Ephesians 2, 19 to 22. Daily Light, August the 16th, evening. He is before all things. The words of the Amen, the beginning of God's creation. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always. Also henceforth I am he. The Lamb that was slain, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He is before all things. Colossians 1:17 and Revelation 3:14, Colossians 1:18, Proverbs 8, verses 22, 23, and 27 to 30, Isaiah 43:13, Revelation 13:8, and Hebrews 2:12.